الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. We were discussing the ayat of the Quran Sharif in which Allah Ta'ala says قل للمؤمنين. Allah Ta'ala informed Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that, O Nabi, you inform the believers. That shows that it is such a shameful talk to look at wrong things, whether it is the TV, whether it is other women, whether it is to look down on people, etc., that Allah told His Nabi that you inform the people. يَغُضُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ, that you must cast your gazes low. Whenever anything undesirable, haram comes in front of one, all you have to do is cast your gazes low. It is so simple. And in fact, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has explained that, for example, where there are riots quite often, then people have shutters on their windows, on their doors. So when rioting takes place, they cover their shutters so they can be protected and they can be safe. So if a person is in his shop, in his house, and he hears the sounds, the noises of the rioters, now he doubts also, must say, go out, perhaps I'll be still putting on the shutters and they'll be here already, they will stone me, they will take sticks and hit me. It's quite a job. But for the eyes, a much more bigger fitna, a fitna of iman. Your iman is in danger. So Allah gave shutters also, the eyelids. And for the eyelids, Allah did not even make it remote control, that the button is by your knee, that you have to bend down and press a button here, then your eyelids will go down. Or that it is by your ankle, you have to bend down. And perhaps if a woman comes in front and you bend down to press your button to close your eyes and you fall down, and she'll think he's gone head over heels for me. So Allah didn't make it like that. Just with the flick of a thought, you pull your shutters down. And once your shutters are down, you are safe. And one beautiful poem of Hadrat, wo samne aaye hum nabina honge. When this woman come in front, any fitna, any wrong thing, you are traveling on the road and there is some entertainment, some show, etc., which you should not be looking. So just close your eyes, that you become blind at that time. Wo samne se hat gaye hum bhi na honge. And when you apprehend now that the person is past now, that fitna is past, open your eyes again. So easy Allah Ta'ala has made it. And in fact, the eye which Allah Ta'ala gave us to see Allah Ta'ala, and would not to see haram, close your eyes from haram and Allah will open your eyes to Him. You will see Allah Ta'ala. So this eye, Allah has made it such that this, how small is the eye? Perhaps just about 1 square centimeter or even less, so small is the eye. And the thing that see is the pupil. The pupil, the black part, putla, of the eye, that is the thing that sees. And that is maybe only about 3 square millimeters or 2 square millimeters, very small. But that thing sees the whole mountain. The whole mountain fits in the eye. The whole sun fits in the eye. Big, big buildings, ships, aeroplanes, so big, they all fit in the eye. You can see it with the eye. But of that mountain, if one razor, one particle of it comes in the eye, you can't see anything. You can see the whole mountain with the eye, but if one small particle of the mountain is to come into your eye, some sand, some stone or something, then your eye, you cannot see anything. So Allah has made it such. Also Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to explain that when all this fitna is around, then you must close your eyes. So, and Allah Ta'ala has made it easy, just with the flick of a thought, you close your eyes and you are saved from all this fitna. Hazrat explains one, Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was leaving from Karachi airport. And there was quite a long wait at the airport. So Hazrat decided he'll stay with his Shaykh. He won't leave his Shaykh alone. Just see him through and finish. No, I'll stay with my Shaykh until quite late hours of the night Hazrat stayed. Then Hazrat explained that a plane landed and there were people, all the passengers coming, men, women, all, and women dressed also all differently, different type of dressed women. So Hazrat was sitting in his wheelchair, and where the wheelchair was placed, all the passengers were going in front. Now there is fitna, there is a fear, you see this woman, thoughts can change. So Mawlana Abrar al-Haqsab rahmatullah alayh ordered the khadim to put the chair and face the wall. Okay, so that is what a person should do. Whenever this fitna is such, for example, close your eyes. If that also is not sufficient, turn a bit on the side and make excuse you fastening your shoelace. And let the people say what they want to. There is a person, he doesn't know what's happening in the world or whatever. Once we were with some friends in Port Elizabeth many years ago, and there was one person, we went to the seaside and we were sitting there, and a lady was coming. So we all looked away. So he says, why are you looking away? Look, you want to look, open your eyes and look properly. So some people are so audacious, and this is very dangerous for one's iman, when a person becomes audacious like this. So anyway, so when this woman are passing, don't think that it won't harm me or anything. Why did Allah command that we must not look? We regard ourselves as, I look but nothing happens to me. Hazrat our Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi used to say, many people, I don't know what's wrong with this Maulvis. For them it affects them. But for us it doesn't affect us. We mix with women, we work with them, we sit and talk with them, nothing happens to them, to us. But the Maulvis, they are very small little thing that you can't even see a woman, you can't even talk with her. Don't know what's wrong with the Maulvis. So Hazrat says, either they are not men. Because if you put butter in front of a fire, butter must melt. So they're not men, they're not farishtas also, they're some other species. They are just in between, they are nothing. Or else, they are lying. And Hazrat says, give their trousers into the, for analysis at the chemistry. And see then what has come into the trouser. Or all the things that come out, or have it checked up, you will see. So don't try and don't you act that you know yourself more than what Allah knows you. Huwa a'lamu bikum. Allah knows you more better than what you know yourself also. And Allah, for your safety, Allah is arhamur rahimin. Allah is most kind. Allah didn't give us sharia to make our lives difficult for us. Allah gave us sharia to make our lives easy. And Allah gave us sharia. Mufti Zainul Abideen Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, Shariat and walking on deen is pul sirat. Again, this dunya, you're already walking now on pul sirat. And who walks straight here will be able to walk straight there. And those who can't walk straight here, they will also fall. And a person who falls there, pul sirat is the bridge over Jahannam. If you fall there, you fall into Jahannam. It's a journey of 1500 years to cross pul sirat. What a long bridge it is. To get onto the bridge 500, the bridge itself 500, to get down again 500. And if you slip there and you fall, and it's sharper than a blade, thinner than a hair, and this is what Shariat is. Shariat, you have your mother one, your wife one side, your mother-in-law one side, her mother-in-law, your mother one side. To walk between the two, this is what is Sharia. This is pul sirat you are walking on. You have to practice on deen, and your own family people are telling you, you're an extremist. You are being a fanatic. You're just doing the basics of deen. So now how to please them also, not to upset them, and how to walk on Sharia also. So this is pul sirat already. And Allah guides a person who wants to be guided. Allah helps the person. For example, you are working in a community, you're the imam, and they are all Salafis there, they are all modernists there, and they feel, what's your problem? You teach the girls also, young grown-up girls, no problem, what's wrong with you? Why are you having a problem? So to maintain the law of Allah also, and to maintain your job also, both between the two. And your bayans also, what bayans you are saying, there, when the people want to be sarcastic and they don't want to hear what you are saying, they will tell you are talking rubbish. You're talking, you're outdated, etc. Now how to maintain the balance to say what has to be said also, and yet keep them also. And in this also, sohbet of the mashayikh is great. I saw what I learned, one particular thing by way of example, To speak about the beard is one of the most difficult things. People don't like to talk about the beards. And most of the people shave their beards, don't keep beards. But Hazrat used to speak openly and in full detail. And in my little experience, I didn't meet another alim or sheikh who spoke so openly about the beard. And yet in such a way that the people are not offended also. They accept it wholeheartedly. Otherwise you tell anyone that you must keep a beard or your beard is not right, he becomes very angry and very upset. So how to say, you must say it and say it in the right way also. So this is, there are many things like that have to be said, but how to say it, and that the people accept it and yet they respect you more after that. A wedding in the town, and is the mutawalli's daughter getting married, and there's a lot of haram things they are doing. Besides extravagance, others open haram things. Now it's your duty as an alim to speak about it also. And at the same time, not to lose the person, to win the person also. So how to choose that middle path? This is that sirat-e-mustaqim, and this is full sirat. So a person who turns to Allah, Allah will show him the ways. Laat baat ki baat or laat ki laat. You speak to the person, and in that you told him such a thing, you gave him a kick also. And he didn't feel the kick also. And he tells you thank you for the kick. In such a way you kicked him, he tells you thank you for the kick. So this way, that we have to learn. Once we were with Hazrat in Makkah Mukarramah, we were in the building where we were staying, and Hazrat was having a program, and Hazrat was speaking on the beard. And with so much of Josh, sometimes when Hazrat comes in his Josh, with so much of Josh, suddenly 2-3 people walked in without beards. Immediately Hazrat changed his whole subject. He left that subject, he spoke something else. Then we saw in Karachi, in Hazrat's room there, top government officials used to come to visit Hazrat. And many of the Pakistanis, especially Punjabis, they don't keep a beard, but big moustaches. Then Hazrat used to, he kept always a machine ready. And for those people, so to see which person had their moustaches cut out, then they just came and visit Hazrat. And top government people, but he had their moustache cut off. And then he took a promise for them to keep beard, to see mauka shanas, the occasion to see when to say something. Mardum shanas. Who is the person? Can you, if you tell him now, will you make more damage now, or will there be benefit of it? So to gauge that is also something very important. Sometimes Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tolerated the person who urinated in the masjid and did not say anything. And other times Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to get angry on the smallest wrong that was done. So see who is doing it, when is the occasion. All that, you won't get this in kitabs, it only comes from Sohbat. How we saw with Hazrat the different occasions, how he dealt with different people on different occasions, we learn that from there. Then a person will learn and people will accept also what you say. So anyway, with regard to, this is our life here that we're walking on, full sirat. So Allah Ta'ala, the eyes, Allah Ta'ala gave us the shutters of the eyes. And just by the flick of a thought, you close your shutters, you close your eyes. And now you don't see that haram. And when that fitna is gone, open your eyes again and see everything which Allah Ta'ala has allowed us to see. By all means, look at it. Look at Allah's qudrat and see Allah Ta'ala. Look at your parents with respect and honor. In fact, when Hazrat was in Bangladesh, Hazrat explained that a person who makes Ishraq namaz will get the sawab of Hajj and Umrah. Tam, complete Hajj and Umrah, a person who makes his Ishraq namaz. And a person who goes for Hajj goes to Baytullah. A person who looks at his parents with respect and honor gets the sawab of Hajj. So one alim asked Hazrat that if you look at your father, your mother also, your parents, with respect and honor, you get the sawab of Hajj. And if you look at your sheikh with respect and honor, with love and kindness, then what sawab? So Hazrat said, your parents were the cause of you coming in this world. So you get Hajj, which is Baytullah. And your sheikh is the cause to take you to Allah. So you get Rab of Baytullah, Rabbul Bayt. What you are looking at your parents, you get Baytullah. And looking at your Shaykh, you get Rabbul Bayt. And you look at your Ustad, he's the one who showed you the road to Baytullah. And your Shaykh, he's the one who, through whom you reach Allah Ta'ala. So you get the Rabb of Kaaba Sharif. You get Rabbul Bayt. So this eye, Allah, by this eyes, we can get Allah Ta'ala also. So Allah Ta'ala said it, cast your gazes low, look after your gazes. يَغُضُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ and mean تَبْعِيدِيَّ. Allah didn't make it difficult that all the time you must look down. You can look up, but the minute there is a danger, then immediately. And be so particular about this, like the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, we should take a lesson. And particularly in them, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhum, كَانَ وَقَّافًا عِنْدَ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ. When the law of Allah Ta'ala comes, just put a sharp break. We were in Indonesia one time, some years ago, and then on one morning, they took us to a girls' madrasa. So we didn't understand fully also everything, the languages, we don't understand. But when we got there, there was a big gate. And when we came there, they opened the gate and all the girls are in front. And I asked this, they said they came and welcome you. You're a big chef and they came and welcome you. So I told them it's haram, it's not permissible. That language didn't make sense to them. Then Allah put in my mind and I read, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْضُضْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. Immediately they understood. Quran's language they understood immediately. And they sent all the girls away. So this is where, and unfortunately, the tasawwuf in many places, even in our country, the sheikh mixes freely with the females, with the women, etc. Makes them bad, holding their hands and making bad, speaking to them freely. This is all haram. So people think all tasawwuf is like this. So Allah reward Maulana Thanwi rahmatullah alayh and our elders. And no matter how much we make shukr to Allah, our mashayikh are not only mashayikh, they are ulama of the highest standard also. And they are such, Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi rahmatullah alayh, our Shaykh rahmatullah alayh used to say, if he had made an announcement that I'm the mujaddid of the time, he should have fulfilled the rights of a mujaddid. Such a position he had. But that is, so they were a combination of ilm and amal, combination of tasawwuf and tariqat. This is what we are blessed with. Our mashayikh are not only mashayikh who are not alims, but they are alims of the greatest standard. So we should make lot of shukr to Allah Ta'ala. So anyway, Allah Ta'ala said that ka yaghdudna min absarihin, and the result of this will be wa yahfadhu furujahum. You will look after your private. By looking after your eyes, your private path will be also guarded. And the decision of whether it is adultery, zina or not, finally that is what decides. And the starting point is the eyes, the ending point is your private parts. So if you look after your eyes, then your private part will also be looked after and you will be protected. And a person who looks after his private parts, that person is saved in this world of what sicknesses today, AIDS, HIV, all these things. And a person loses his manly power. Hazrat explained that Hazrat's friends, murids, etc. in reunion told Hazrat that these Christian girls, they wink eyes at us, they make signs to us. Hazrat says they've got good opinions about you. What good opinion? That you are full in stock. And their men are all out of stock. So that is why they want to attract you. Because they know that you stay with taqwa. You stay with righteousness, piety. So you have, we are full in stock. And their men, whatever they see or whatever they see, they are out of stock. They can't do anything whatsoever. So in fact, one time, many years ago, there was a radio program. And the radio presenter just could not understand that man can have so much of stamina and strength. This is all when a person looks after his eyes and his whole health. To make one drop of semen, you need 40 drops of blood. To make 40 drops of blood, How lot food you have to eat, good food, healthy, then you make good blood. Then that one drop, so don't just waste it. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Jazaumullah Khair used to say that your halal wife also, don't make her all the time halal. Every now and then you are busy making her halal. Don't make her also look up. And in order to make tilawat, if you want the enjoyment of tilawat and zikr and dua, you need lot of stamina and strength. So I remember in the Khanqah of Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, where Bara Tasbih. And from, it was also winter season, from Zohar almost till Asr, the whole masjid was only full of zikr. For that you need strength. So many of these hakims used to come put up the stalls outside where they sell majuns, because you need that strength. But the main source of looking after your strength, and young boys also, with masturbation etc., you are losing your manhood, you are losing your strength and your energy, you are losing it. Look after it. Don't lose it. And it's so sad to hear that now the letters we get that married men also masturbate. A young boy who's unmarried, you can perhaps understand, but a married man, what has he got to do to masturbate for? But married men also, all this saps a person of all his energy and his strength. Your mind becomes weak also. Your body becomes weak. Your thinking becomes weak. So this, even if you are married, and many people are thinking of more than one wife, second wife. And what do usually the first wife say? You can't look after me. You can't fulfill my needs. Where are you going to fulfill the needs of a second wife? You are already walking half bent, and now you want to go and marry a second wife. You can't walk straight also, and you want a second wife. So for all this, a lot of strength is needed. So Allah has protected us and given us a great remedy that look after your stamina, look after your strength also. So Allah Ta'ala said that, what comes in the Hadith Sharif, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, give me the guarantee of that piece of flesh which is between the tongue, between the jaws, and that piece of flesh that is between the thighs, and I give you a guarantee of Jannah. So here also, it is between the eyes and between the private part. The starting point is the eyes. And our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, Allah has been so kind to us that He has made this whole terrible silsila in which there is so much of harm. Allah closed it right from the start. Cut it off from the roots. Don't look and finish. No more any problems. Our Islamic system is that the Western system is other people's system, that you light the fire and then you control the fire. It mustn't go out of control. The fire mustn't spread. By us, you don't light the fire, so you don't have to look after anything. What does this mean? Like according to them, we were in Belgium one time, and toddlers, two, three year toddlers, they made them naked to play with one another. And they encourage them that you must try and discover the anatomy of the other sex. So what will all this lead? And then they say, don't make guna. You light the fire, you prepare everything for them, and then you tell them that is zulam. And our system is, just keep the boys and girls separate. Keep the man and woman separate. So finish, no, you don't light the fire, you don't have to control the fire. Now you light the fire, and they say you are then very narrow-minded. You are very backward, that you don't allow all this, the mixing of boys and girls in the madrasas, excursions, in the schools, etc. You're keeping them separate. But this is ihsan. You make them come together, and now you want the solution to AIDS, etc. In Mozambique, Maulana Mufti Imtiaz told us, the Prime Minister, our chief minister, wanted a meeting with the Muslims. And one of the questions they asked was about AIDS. He was the solution for AIDS. So, mashallah, one of the alim spoke, and he told them that before the Portuguese also came to Mozambique, there was no what respect, what honor. And he told the Prime Minister himself also, you now, this in this zamana now you are living, I'm asking you, that when you got married, could you kiss your wife in front of your father? He couldn't, they wouldn't allow it. And that's not Islamic culture, black culture. Black people's culture, the respect and honor they have got for one another. So he said, the Stevie that you have brought, close all TV channels and ban TV completely, you will get your solution. Or control your internet, whatever things come on the internet. So this is the solution to all these things which Islam has given to us and which we think we are being deprived. If we are not being deprived at all, look at it in the right sense and you will see how great Allah's favor. To understand it quite easily, which all of us can understand, Allah made leaka haram. Imagine that if your wife was an alcoholic, your son is an alcoholic, or if you were in Jahannam you are living in. Those people, unfortunately, who somebody in the family is involved in drugs, you know you're in Jahannam. Not only that person, the whole family also. There is no peace of mind. Just like that, understand the hurmat and the evil and the harm of sexual abuse also. And the starting point of it is the eye. And those people who safeguard themselves, they're in Jannat in this world already. And those who don't, today we know, before a marriage is consumed, it's already divorced. And because we follow the Western world, where in a dictionary, that is the one place where divorce comes before marriage. D comes before M. So the word divorce is before marriage. That is their lifestyle. That before marriage already they plan for divorce, which has come into us also. Give the girl university education. You're preparing her for divorce already. Now she's independent. She doesn't need a husband. She doesn't need a man. Get married few months, few years. We taste that, we know what is married life also. But now let us be independent. You made her independent. You gave her that way of life. Woman empowerment. Empower the woman. So what is all? Destroying the society. And this I don't have to say. Hillary Clinton. Pity that I even have to use her name. And the wife of Clinton. She wrote a book and she said, we gave women their freedom. We took them out of the kitchen and out of the houses. And we have reached a point where we have seen our destruction. But it is irreversible. We cannot get the woman back into the houses again. And back into the kitchen. From here, one point just that comes in between, if ever we have to be building a house or we're doing some renovations, remember, don't just give your plans to an architect. Unfortunately, even if he's a Muslim architect, he also is trained by the Western universities and his mind works like that also. In our plan, what is the most important in the house, the woman stays in the house, the man is out of the house the whole day. And where is the woman the whole day? In the house, in the kitchen. So make the kitchen her palace. That is the main place. And they all, every plan of theirs, the kitchen is south facing, the lounge is north facing, where all the sun will come. And we need, where the women are going to be, put your kitchen to be north facing, where the sun comes in also properly, and the kitchen is nice and warm. Also the smallest place in the house, rooms, they make the kitchen. Because their women don't stay in the kitchen. All ready-made food, just warm it up and then just serve it, finish. Whereas our women, they do everything. So give them a good-sized kitchen also. And the kitchen must be north-facing. The least time we people spend will be in the lounge. So keep your lounge south-facing. Keep your bedrooms north-facing. Keep your kitchen north-facing. That is where the woman, and give her, where that is where she spends all her time. And Maulana Abdul Majid Nadeem Sahab said, Damat Barakatum, that the woman in the house, she is the queen in the house. So give her palace. And her palace is her kitchen. So give her a nice kitchen so she can do everything nicely there. So anyway, so we shouldn't just follow blindly everything. We just give the plan today, Allahu Akbar. We know of open scheme, kitchens, etc. Now open scheme, the bedroom and the toilet is open in front. One friend had to visit a toilet here in South Africa. Muslim people bought this house from some non-Muslims. He went to the toilet and as usual, whatever he wanted to do and whatever he was thinking, he was smiling while he was doing his thing, everything. Afterwards he realized all were looking at him. Everything, it's an open scheme. Even that. So don't be fools and stupid. And the architects, at your expense, let their thoughts run wild. You must pay for everything. You know what you want, you, a person who is going to live.
The Darul Uloom you want to build, don't leave it to the architects. They don't know what a Darul Uloom is. How the students are, you stayed in a Darul Uloom. You know the Darul Iqama, the boarding. So you tell him what to do. You are employing him, his services. You tell him, don't let him dictate to you. And tell you, you're going to live in your house. He's not going to come and live in your house. He'll want to, all his funny tricks he'll want to play. One person, they built the house, very cold area. And the roof so high. Now to heat that place is almost impossible. And whole life you're going to stay there. And you spend so much money on heating and you can't heat the place also. They put the tiles, all the ceramic tiles in the kitchen everywhere that it's nice and shining. The poor woman gets arthritis. What the architect has got to worry about? You use your common sense which Allah has given you. But unfortunately, common sense are too common. And they're too cheap, so nobody wants to buy them. You want to only buy big philosophical ideas and all funny things. Anyway, coming back to our subject, so Allah Ta'ala made a great ihsan on us that He made the looking of haram and He cut the whole disease, which should have been a terrible thing. Allah cut it right from the root by making looking at other women, looking at all haram things haram. It keeps you pure and keeps your mind pure, keeps your heart pure, keeps your whole system pure. Yeah, in this world, how many things sometimes we know that if we should have got caught up with those people in the marriage of our daughter's son, or sometimes some other thing in that business deal with those people, we should have taken their premises. Afterwards we came to know how they are. Allah saved us. There are so many things that we don't know what Allah has saved us from. Perhaps Allah knows in Alam-e-Barzakh, Allah will invest a long, long wait there. Allah will tell us, see, this could have happened to you, this could have happened to you. And one dua also, muraqabah we should make at night when we go and sleep. In the morning when we wake up also, make shukr to Allah that today's day passed safely. Otherwise, what could not have happened? And what has not happened to so many people? And at this moment, what is not happening? Somebody is in a car accident. Somebody is a heart attack. Somebody has been diagnosed with cancer. Somebody is being murdered. Somebody is getting involved in drugs. Somebody in what and what things? Ya Allah, you saved me. So we don't know what things. So Allah, by guarding your gazes, we can never reach that point. How, what haram and what terrible conditions of dunya Allah saved us from. Then you could have lost your total respect and your izzat. Your health could have gone. Your wealth could have gone. Everything could have gone. Allah saved us by just making the... What ihsan. And Allah is... وَفَوْكَ كُلِّ ذِي عِلْمٍ عَلِيمٍ. Allah is the... There is no one who has got knowledge like Allah. And how Allah loves every makhluk of His. It is said that when Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam made tabligh for 950 years, he lived for more longer than that. And this was also a miracle. It wasn't everyone who lived for 900 had so long lives in that time. Generations came and went and he made tabligh to them. And after so long he made dua, رَبِّ لَا تَذَرْ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ دَيَّارًا. Don't leave one house of the kuffar. He made bad dua for them because how Lord they troubled him, etc. Allah Ta'ala told him, with clay, pottery, make some utensils, glasses, cups, plates, etc. And with how much effort a person makes it, everything, then Allah Ta'ala told him to break it. So he said, Ya Allah, I made so much effort. So Allah said, my makhluk, I made them. They are idol worshippers, but I made them. And you, if you're asking me to destroy them, Allah did destroy them. Allah sent the floods. But this is how Allah loves His creation. All His creation. So Allah Ta'ala loves us. Allah didn't give us any law, any command to make life hard for us. Roza is Allah's great, great favor. Anyone who opens what roza is, you will find what greatness and goodness there is for a person. The detoxing today, a person, you rich people go to some resort for detoxing. They spend there some time. And what effort they have to make. And how long they have to walk. And how long they have to stay hungry. For that we pay money. And for Allah what He gave us. And big charges, not cheap. And what they give them, you go in the, from the morning you get up, you take a walk and you come back, you only have one apple in your fridge. That is all you must eat. And you suffice with all that. Your lunch is controlled, your breakfast, your supper is controlled, and you pay such a huge, for so little food, you pay so much. Allah gave us roza, we got a problem with roza. Allah's great ihsan upon us, and a person who sees it like that will enjoy his roza, will be happy with Allah Ta'ala, you made rozas for us. And a person who will understand that Allah has made the looking of all haram things haram, there's a great, great ihsan and favor of Allah Ta'ala. He protects you. The starting point is the eye. The ending point is your private part, and your whole private life also gets destroyed. Everything. We know how many divorce cases. So sad today. And the major problem of social discord and fighting in the house and unhappiness. The children suffer. How many children they write that my parents screaming and yelling at one another all the time. No happiness. These children, what a psychological environment they are growing. You're destroying their child. And when the parents are happy, they love one another, they respect one another, those children grow up in a wonderful environment. Where they shouting all the time, of the wife, of the children, anger, vulgar language, you don't know how much harm you are causing. And the major cause of this, almost 99 or even 100%, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, that you're not guarding your eyes. You are looking around at other women, therefore now your wife doesn't appear nice to you. She has got no appeal for you. You are looking on the internet at what filth and dirt and what things you are looking. Your wife got no appeal for you. So you don't enjoy your life with your wife. And this is the cause of your own. In fact, a scientific research has shown that those people, husband and wife, that are fighting with one another, yelling and shouting at one another, and a person is anger, their lifespan, their age is cut down. And Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali has written, a person's life, we say, we know it is that you can't increase it, you can't decrease it. But all this is also what our amal. Good amal gives you a long, good life. What afiyat. And bad amal cuts down your life also. Like gunas, your rozi is cut down. Rozi is also fixed by Allah. But it comes in the hadith that by committing guna, rozi is withheld. Your rozi is kept away. So this guna of the eyes, Allah Ta'ala has made a great ihsan that He has made it haram. Don't look at other women. Don't look at the TV. Don't look at entertainment. Don't look at WC. Well, today it's an honor to look at the WC. The WC is a toilet. And the World Cup also, it's a WC. It's a toilet. People are taking great pride and paying 50,000 rent to go and look at the toilet and to look at the WC with all its filth and dirt. The mind also goes topsy-turvy upside down. So Allah Ta'ala said, you will be قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّ مِنْ أَفْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظُ فُرُوجَهُمْ ذَلِكَ أَزْكَى لَهُمْ. The most tazkiyah is in here. In looking after the eyes, Allah grants the most tazkiyah. And this tazkiyah, you close the eyes of your head, which was easy and which is in your control, Allah has put it. You just put your shutters down, your eyelids down, your eyes are, you protected them from looking at haram, from looking at wrong. Allah, your own eyes of the heart, you can't open. Allah opens the eyes of their heart. Allah Ta'ala gives him that iman. Ya yajidu halawatahu fi qalbihi. Allah says, abdaltuhu, I myself, not I tell my farishtas, I abdaltuhu iman, and I give him such iman. Yajidu halawatahu fi qalbihi. The sweetness of that iman, he will feel it in his heart. Like we all feel sweetness of sugar. We know what is sugar. Honey, we feel the sweetness, we enjoy it. Not only we, a non-Muslim also. Not only a non-Muslim, animals also know what is all sweetness. Allah has put it there. But ask ourselves, who of us have felt the sweetness of iman? That you are just constrained, sort of it imposed on you, that you have to say, Raditu billahi rabban, wa bil islami deena, wa bi sayyidina Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rasulahu wa nabiyya. And you feel so happy from the bottom of your heart. And a person who reads this dua, in one riwayat, three times, Allah said, you happy with me? On Qiyamah's day, Allah will say, I am happy with you. and Allah forgives all your guna. But this is one, you practice it, you say it, and you're not still so happy. But from your heart, Allah made capital punishment gave us. Allah made leaka haram. Allah made mixing with the opposite sex haram. Allah made looking at them haram. Allah gave us sunnat lifestyle. All this thing, a person is happy. A pure deen of Islam Allah gave us. From the bottom of your heart, Allahu Akbar. Allah will open the eyes of your heart. And you will see the truth. And you will be convinced of Islam. And then you will get enjoyment. Tilawat, the taraweeh that carries on. Your own tilawat. Ayats, it comes in the hadith. That women are half-brained. And in fact, science now has proven it. We don't need scientific proof at all. But science has proven women have got full brains. But only half of it is wired. And man, the whole brain is wired. And this had Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in his time. Women are half brain. Now they have seen in the brains, women's brains are only half wired. But as one woman said, the woman, that half brain, they use the full of that half brain. And a man got full brain, they don't use it at all. And many women say that you don't listen to me. How many times I told you? And you don't, we are nafisatul akal, but listen to us. But anyway, so the woman's brains are half. But that half-brained woman swipes a man off his feet, full-brained man. With that one smile of hers, that one word she says, and man forgets I'm married, forgets I'm a nana bhaji, I'm a dada bhaji. And now he's just looking at that woman, and he's like mad, just wild, he's looking up, and you forget everything of your life. And you forget you're a maulana, you forget you're a hafiz, you forgot you just gave bayan now. And now what you are doing, this is how that woman swipes you off your feet. But Allah Ta'ala saved us from all that by keeping our eyes, keep them safe. And you won't be affected with all these things. So Allah Ta'ala has Allah's great, great ihsan and favor upon us that He made that. And fortunate is that person who will practice this and who will safeguard his gazes from all this haram. This is outside, you use your eyes. And when you lie down to sleep, shaitan comes at that time also. Then he opens the internet of your heart. You don't need even a phone for that. You don't even need airtime. You don't need connection. And in your heart, what things you open up. From the time you were in school, in your high school, in college, all the other things, he opens up all. And all other imaginary things. And there, such, you don't even need Facebook, and you don't need Twitter also. All the time you are tweeting messages and you are getting messages also, and those all, they are edited all how you like those messages. That woman who you don't know, she's telling you also things, and you imagining what things she's telling you, you making it all up in your mind. You are living in not a dream world, in a fool's world. It's no paradise also, it's a fool's world you are living in, deceiving yourself and giving yourself the biggest dhoka. And you go sleep like that, no sawab in that sleep also. You thought of Allah, you read some du'as, and you slept away with Allah's name, with durood sharif on your tongue, your whole night sleep is ibadat also. So Allah Ta'ala, so safeguard the eyes also. Safeguard the eyes of the heart also. Don't let them also look at haram. And then, if you do that, wallah, when you lie down to sleep, you will see you are now connected direct with Allah Ta'ala. And you are speaking to Allah Ta'ala. And it comes in the hadith. A banda just says, Allah. Allah says, my banda, I'm here. What is it? You call on your idols. The idols which the people worship in the temples, or the idols or the filthy, dirty, stinking women of the road, you call upon them, they don't even know you call them. Allah knows, and Allah replies also, and Allah is there with you. And remember also, if you get the tawfiq of making the zikr of Allah, be sure Allah loves you. And when you make zikr, be sure you love Allah Ta'ala. And if you get the tawfiq of durood sharif, salawat, be sure Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam loves you. And if you, when you read the durood, you got the tawfiq, it came from there. When you read durood, be sure there is love of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in your heart. And a person who enjoys to read durood sharif. But ask ourselves, how much durood do we read? How much are we completing our ma'amulats, even in Ramzan? How, what's our durood sharif numbers even? And that also not to complete numbers, but wasallimu taslima. In there is abundance also. What passion and what affection and what love and feeling you read your durood sharif. When you read durood, just visualize you are sitting at Rozai Mubarak. Whether you are sitting in Muwaja Sharif in the front, or you are sitting in Jannatul Riyadul Jannah, or you are sitting on the lake side, but you are sitting there and you are sending durood. When the Salatu Salam is read in the afternoon after Zuhr, also think that you are sitting there and you are presenting the tuhfa, the gifts of durood to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then see. So anyway, wa yahfadu furujum dhalika askaluhum. That is, most tazkiyah is in here. More than what in our zikr, in our muraqabah, in our muhasabah, in all things, guarding the gazes. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, many times we heard him, he said, whatever Allah has given me was because of looking after my eyes. If anyone, especially the ulama, study Khazain-e-Quran of Hazrat, Khazain-e-Hadith, and you'll see what Allah has opened to our Shaykh. And many places Hazrat is constrained to say, هَذَا مِمَّا خَصَّنِي اللَّهُ بِهِ, that Allah gave this specially to me. I didn't read it in any kitab or anywhere. This uloom, this ma'arif, Allah opens to a person who closes his eyes to haram. You want to look at haram and you want to see Allah also? It doesn't work like that. You want your bread buttered both sides? It doesn't work like that. You'll have to close your eyes to haram, to filth. Allah will open the eyes of your heart. And what uloom and ma'arif and what closeness and muhabbat of Allah, Allah will grant you. And what this what Allah grants? فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسُمْ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ عَيُّنْ. No nafs, nafs nakira. No nafs, no person will know. مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ, what we have hidden and concealed. Min qurrati ayun. Qurrati ayun is proverbial in Arabic, which means great, great enjoyment, great pleasure. When you will close your eyes, Allah will open them, and nobody will know what enjoyment you are in. What you are enjoying at that time, the people won't have an inkling of it also. What Allah, when you close your eyes to haram. So may Allah Ta'ala bless us with that. Inna Allah khabirum bima yasna'un. Allah is khabir. He's got khabar. He's informed of everything. Bima yasna'un. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, Allah could have said, Bima ya'malun. What you are doing. But yeah, Allah used the word yasna'un. For us to understand the word yasna'un, san'at, a factory. In factory, things are being made. So Allah Ta'ala knows when you're looking, now not one factory, how many factories of yours are opening? You looked with your eyes, it registered into your heart. Now you got that picture and it's in your album. For life it is there. If you can delete it from there, and our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali also used to say, those people who have made a collection of all this filth and dirt, these pictures, you just saw a woman and the eyes and the brain work so fast, perhaps more faster than a camera. But it takes that picture and it puts it in the archives also. It is recorded there, and any time 50 years later, you draw the picture of your small little girlfriend you had when you were a child, that picture comes in your mind. You didn't have to open a computer also. You didn't have to go into a certain files also. It brings that picture up. Those people who have done this, who have fallen in this guna, they made tawbah and istighfar also. They won't have that qurbat and closeness to Allah, which a person who saved himself. And from there learn that now also at whatever age, today everyone, Hazrat used to say, Puri dunya, the whole world, romantic dunya. Today the world is romantic dunya. Behre Atlantic mein gharq hai. They are all drowned in the Atlantic Ocean. And all. So even today, if you're a young boy, also stop, cut off all this completely. You're a grown up man, you're a young man, you're a married man, you're a grandfather. So today grandfathers are also involved. Grandmothers also are involved. One time it was impossible to think that, and also one time, that married people won't be involved in guna. In fact, in one, from one Darul Uloom, there were, question was there that, the boys, they fall into guna, young boys, they've got their urge, their desires, their lust, and so the solution is marriage. When they asked me my opinion, Allah put in my heart and I said, how many married men are involved in guna? The solution is taqwa. Even if you are unmarried and you have got taqwa, you will stay away from guna. And even if you are married and you have got two wives also, still you will get involved in guna. So the solution is to acquire taqwa. And Allah has given you taqwa. What Allah is saying when He tells you, commanding you to have taqwa, use the taqwa I have given you. Allah told us to stay away from guna. We cannot stay away without taqwa. Allah has given us that, but we are not using it. We are himmature. We are calm chore. We don't use that which Allah has given us. And now this factory which Allah has opened, which Allah speaks, you open a factory with your eyes. In that, there are quite a few things, inshallah, we'll carry on tomorrow. But all the factories that open when the eyes look at haram things, especially women or anything else, even when you look down upon somebody, what factories open in you, and what your production is of filth and dirt, drugs you are producing, alcohol you are producing, cigarettes you are producing. And our sheikh say, what is cigarette? Cigarette, sag. Sag is a dog. In Farsi, Urdu also it is used. And rat is a rat. So there is a combination of a rat and the dog. So that is what cigarettes will give you. Cigarette, on the one end a fire is burning, and on the other hand a fool is looking at it and blowing it up, blowing his health up, blowing up his wealth also, blowing up his time, the most valuable commodity. And how he smokes, and he's like enjoying taking the puffs and blowing the smoke. He's the biggest fool, and he's fooling himself. But unfortunately, how shaitan has got us, and where he has got us, shaitan doesn't even have to work on us. He's chained up, he knows, he gave all authority to carry on whole month with the gunas also. May Allah help us. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to save us of all this. And we don't turn to rahmatul lil alameen. And we still, shaitan who is not with us, we still want to make him happy. May Allah ta'ala make this month of Ramadan that we acquire this taqwa and get safe from all this filth and dirt, and see our life of enjoyment of Jannat is here already. Islam has come to give us that. That Jannat will come. What to say about that Jannat? And in that Jannat, what to say when we'll meet Allah ta'ala? May Allah grant us all. And then the didar to see Allah ta'ala. Then to hear the tilawat of Allah ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. But that will be those people who saved themselves from those gunas here, or who made sincere tawbah from it. May Allah give us tawfiq to stay away from all guna.